Statement from the Russian prison service says he lost consciousness shortly after taking a walk earlier today. He was arrested in 2021 following an attempted poisoning, which was linked to the Kremlin security service. Defence analyst Michael Clark says he was resilient.
He was seen smiling when he turned up at court to face these new charges they kept finding to put against him. And he always seemed to want to keep cheerful on the assumption that somehow he was still there for his supporters.
The Prime Minister insists his government's plan is working, despite suffering a double defeat to Labour in two by-elections overnight. They overturned large Conservative majorities in Kingswood and Wellingborough. Sir Keir Starmer says it's clear people want change, but Rishi Sunak says by-elections are always difficult for a sitting government.
It shows that we've got work to do to show people that we are delivering on their priorities, and that's what I'm absolutely determined to do, but also shows that there isn't a huge amount of enthusiasm for the alternative, and when the general election comes, that's the message I'll be making to the country. Stick with our plan.
Christian B., the suspect in the Madeleine McCann case, has had a separate trial adjourned after objections about one of the judges. His lawyer says she made inflammatory tweets. Yellow weather warnings for rain have been issued across all of England and Wales this weekend. Heavy downpours will push east across most areas, with fears flooding could cause widespread disruption. And Ben Duckett's fastest century by an English cricketer against India has helped his side respond well on day two of the third test. After bowling the hosts out for 445 in Rajkot, England finished the day on 207 for two. The series is level at one all. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Elizabeth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. By SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, servitries and extensions.
All right, let's take a look at the weather for the next couple of days. Now today, 14 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. On Saturday, it'll be 13 degrees and again, light cloud and a gentle breeze. And then you'll get some rain on Sunday at 14 degrees.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98FM. Here is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is Murder on the Dance Floor. Still not seen Saltburn. Maybe this weekend I might watch it.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. So you'll just have to pray.
Still
Love we need. Before that, we had The Only Ones with Another Girl on Another Planet, and Lem was Still My Sunshine. Interviewed Roachwood last year, really interesting guy. Still up on the website, you can check it out. Great to see him back with some more new music. I'm dreaming of a chicken wrap at the moment. I'm really hungry. I'm really hungry. I'm thinking of lunch. I don't know why. I think maybe because... I think because my appetite has been so off that now I'm kind of like thinking, I fancy something meaty. See, last night I had noodles and I didn't have anything meaty, but I really wanted to have some sort of beef burger, you know. People don't call them beef burgers anymore, do they? I do have some in the freezer. What I've been doing, though, with bread, because I've really cut down on my bread, is that I just freeze it and then take out a slice now and again. I've turned into my mother. I'll be freezing bottles of milk. You can freeze milk. I never do, I always forget. What was it? When you're closer to the ground, you don't catch the wind. Oh, you're talking, yeah, I'm 5'1". Yeah. But I never think about how short I am. I always have this thing. I always think I'm taller. And then I see a picture of myself in a crowd or standing next to someone. How short am I? I'm really short. But I don't think about being short at 5'1". I'm sure you do shrink. My mum was 5'4", and she did shrink a little bit. My other sister's 5'4". And then my other two sisters, one of them's 5'9", and the other one's 5'10", I think, 5'9". So, and my dad was 6'2". So, I don't know, my mum said to me, it's because of your back, you know, you've got a long body, you would have had done, but it's because your back's not right. And I go, Mum! But that's what she used to say. I mean, I've got long legs and a shorter body. My sister, who is 5'4", she's got short legs and a long body. So it just, you just luck the draw. I've never really been bothered about being 5'1". I suppose it is quite short, isn't it, really? But I always feel tall. I have the attitude of somebody tall. Unless I'm in a crowd and then I can't see anything.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Here's brand new music, The Automatics. This is Wait and Don't Leave.
Yeah.
That's a classic, Fats and Small with A Turnaround. I do apologise. Let's not cough into the microphone. let's not do that. I've got my hand gel here. Don't you worry. I'm being very careful. I'm not really sneezing or anything like that. Just having the occasional cough and dreaming about a rap. Not like hip, up, hip, 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 up, and you don't stop. Oh, not that kind of rap. I'm thinking about, I don't want bread, you see. I'm not in a bread mood at the moment, so I'm thinking about a wrap with some chicken in it and some other things, like salad-y things. And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, wraps. I don't know why, I've just got a thing from at the moment. I don't know, there's something about a wrap, but also the ones that are really overfilled. You know, with some, maybe something hot in it. I don't know. I'm just a bit peckish. I know if I go to the supermarket, though, what I'm going to do is walk in and then I'll go, I'm not paying that. And then I come out with nothing. And I have got a few things in the freezer. A lot of it, though, is frozen fruit for some reason. And I think I've got a joint of pork, which I'm not going to be cooking anytime soon. And then the rest are just like bizarres. I think there's some chips, and but not much else. There's not like, you know, sometimes when you go into the freezer, because I always try and make sure I've got stuff in there, you know, just in case. And I've got nothing in there. In fact, I've got in the fridge, I think I've got an onion. I don't know when that was first cut into, no idea. And some milk, some juice. I did buy some juice, tropical juice. And what else is there? And I think there's a little knob of cheese in there. There was some Parmesan, but I looked at it the other day and I was like, I don't know when I got that. But it was quite expensive, actually. But I looked at it and I thought, do I want to grate that over anything, or should that go straight in the bin? I keep going, I keep going, I keep going.
That chill divine. some silken moment goes on forever, and we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me. I need perfection, some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive. In all that exists, when none has your beauty, I see your face, and I will survive. Mystify me. A time with the power to make this moment come alive. All the stars will shine upon you, where to kiss you every night. All veils and misty streets are blue. Almond looks that chill divine.
In excess there with a Mystify, just coming up to 12:35. Let's check out the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, loads coming up on the events guide. Don't forget to check it out online. Phoenix FM open mic night, that's every Monday at the Essex Arms at Worley Hill, hosted by Kevin Piggott from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection is played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. You can find out more, go and have a look at the Facebook group, and check it out online.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I tell you what I'm fancying like a spa day. I want to definitely have, do you know what I'd like to have is a proper pedicure, because now, you see, when you normally have your feet done, I normally have that kind of car paint put on my toes. It's not car paint, but you know, the stuff that doesn't chip. And I just would like to have one of the old fashioned pedicures where they do your feet and then you get the massage at the end. Because sometimes you get the little massage when you have the new style pedicures, but they don't go through and get all the dead skin off. You know what I mean? Not the dead skin, round your cuticles and all that, you know. And I'd like, and they used to do like proper leg massages, and you'd sit there and you'd go, oh, this is wonderful, for about sort of 15 minutes per leg, probably not that long. I have to be really careful, because after what happened when I went to have my scan done, which, thank the Lord, was fine, on my spine. No, it wasn't. It was for my head. It wasn't for my spine. It was on my head. And then I got stuck on the table. And basically had to come back from London, literally walking back from the hospital. I mean, really, I should have had crutches or something. It's terrible. My back locked. It was so embarrassing. I couldn't get off the MRI scanner. They had to come in and get me off. I said, I'm sorry. I've literally, you lay in one kind of position for 40 minutes. And my back, that was it. Even though I had something under my knees, my back just went. So I'm a bit worried if I have a massage or have anything, you know, like a facial. I don't think I'd have my shoulders or anything done. I'm just worried if I lay on something flat, I'll get to go up and I'll be like, I'm not moving. It was awful. And you know what? It was like that for a week. I mean, I met my friend. She walked towards me and I was holding on to the wall. And she went, Mickey, what's happened to you? And I went, oh, no. I sort of had a scan and my back stuck. And she had to, like, literally, she was like, oh, no. She had to help me. Oh, it was so embarrassing. And the thing is, when you do get a pain like that, you get angry with yourself. And I could hear my mum in what I was going, oh, for God's sake. But I sounded like my mum. I really did. But everything's fine now. And as Patrick's just come into the studio, he said, how are you feeling? I said, fine, a bit tired. He said, well, you are sitting down. If I sit down anymore, if I had more of a comfy chair here, I think I could possibly have nodded off. I am so excited. And I do snore really, really loudly as well. I've got a lot of things going for me. Here are the Pointer Sisters, and they're very excited.
I want to love you, feel you, wrap myself around you. I-
Prince has been gone since 2016. I can't believe that. What a talented man. Only 57, not very old. And that was him with Raspberry Beret. I really love that. I remember the album, actually, that was on, because there was a CD, and I think it was the first time any artist has done this. You couldn't forward the CD. You had to listen to it from the start to the end. So if you're listening to it halfway through, and you really like that track, you couldn't go back to the beginning and listen to it again.
Well, I've never heard of anything like that before.
So it was, I think it's might be Paisley Park, I think.
Okay,
that was on.
I was just going to say, actually, how much I was enjoying the stereo of it, because we sit here in the studio with our headphones on, and the way it was suddenly playing out in the spectrum of stereo is just very surprising. Yeah. I really loved it.
Yeah, he's amazingly if you ever get a chance to have a look on YouTube at some of his live performances, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, indeed.
And Mr. Very dapper, Mr. Patrick Sherry.
Thank you so much. When you say that, I went out for a walk this morning. I walked into somebody who I quite well, and then I see occasionally now, because I moved in the same area. They moved away a couple of years beforehand. And she nearly walked past me. It was a little bit windy where we were this morning. And, of course, I got dark glasses on, of course, because they're on all the time. And then about the hair, she said, well, with the way that she said that, I said, you nearly walked past me. And she said, well, I did. She said, because of your glasses, she said, but also because of the way the wind is blowing your hair, it looked a bit like a Mohican.
Oh, right. Well, I wouldn't say it looks like it
now. No, it doesn't look anything like a Mohican, does it? But there you go.
No, well, there we go. Well, that would be a change.
It would be. That would definitely be a change.
Yes, it would. Now, you do have a guest coming up.
Yeah, Julie's coming in. I should always say friend of the show. She's been in a few times. She's the vicar of not too far away from here, of Navestock and Bentley St. Paul's Church, and also Kelvedon Hatch. And she's going to come and talk about what they've been up to in the church. In recent times, things have got planned, and particularly as, of course, it was Lent began on Wednesday. It was not only Valentine's Day, it was Ash Wednesday as well. And she'll be talking about what they're doing in the churches about Lent, and I guess about why Lent really still matters.
And how long does Lent go on for? Is it a whole month? Or?
It goes on till Easter,
right,
effectively.
And you have to—is it to give up? You have to give up
Well, you don't have to. You see, it's about undeniably, it's about supposed to be about self-examination. So it's a time to stop and look at your life.
Yeah.
And so often people kind of associate that. Oh well, you know, maybe I drink a little too much, or I eat too many sweets, or something like that. So therefore, they might think they're going to give something up. But actually, it can also be a time for saying, well, actually, I'm going to do a bit more of this, or maybe I'm going to do a bit more exercise, or maybe I'm going to find a charity that maybe I could support a bit more, or something like that. So it can be the action that comes from the self-examination is up to yourself.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So Julie will be having a word with us all about that as well. We've got also the, as ever, the birthdays quiz. So three people who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll find out how old they are. And I thought we'd go way back for the vintage chart today. So we're actually going to do this week in 1963.
Wow.
So that's 61 years ago. And I'll just ask you one question, which you won't know the answer to, Michelle, but it's worth a guess. Because, you know, we never have instrumentals in the charts these days, do we? How many instrumentals in the top 20 this week in 1965?
Five.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a good guess.
well done, Michelle. You see,
and I've spoiled it for everybody. I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, you haven't spoiled anything at all. But isn't that amazing?
Mm.
You know, so you've got Jet Harris and Tony Meehan, for example, who used to be in The Shadows. You've got Acca Bilk. You've got Kenny Ball. Yeah, you know, you've got the Tornadoes. People who are just all together at the same time in the charts.
Wow, five. There we go. That's all coming up with Patrick.
It is.
Just a quick mention while you're there, Patrick. You were saying about how people can get involved and help others.
Yep.
And we've got Brentwood Food Bank. Now, if you go to our website, all the www.phoenixfm.com, you will see the link. But they're looking for lots of different things at the moment, whether it be tin goods. So that's anything from your sweets to your savouries, custard meatballs, things like that. Jams and spreads, tea and coffee, again, really expensive at the moment. Jars of pasta sauce, sugars, bags of rice, which are always so good. And then don't forget the toiletries like shampoo, deodorant, shaving foam and shower gels and things like that. If you do have anything to donate, it's brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and they'll be going out to lots and lots of local families helping them this week. Otherwise, who would, sadly, in 2024, would sadly go hungry.
And of course, if you live locally around here, then there's a collection point in Sainsbury's, the Dodds Road Church just up the road from us here in Doddinghurst Road. You can leave things there if you live in Ingatestone. You can leave things in Budgeons. I think wherever people live, every time you go to the supermarket, why not just one item?
Yeah. A tin of something. Because I was saying today about even with, I don't know if you missed that, because I've been talking about food a lot today, but ready meals, and I don't normally buy ready meals, because I try and buy, when I've got the cash, to buy like a whole chicken, because then you've got sandwiches, you make curry, you can use it. But some of the ready meals are like £4, and I look at them and think, who has £4 to spend on one meal? I think stuff is so expensive.
There is one of the supermarkets, we won't name which one it is, but their really fancy sandwiches are now £6.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable.
I can't believe they're selling. I can't believe that they are selling sandwiches like for four, because I know which one you mean as well. But from like £4.50, and I thought, who are buying these sandwiches? The items must not be selling as much as they were.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would have thought so, because we can't be the only people who. Because you said actually you would go into the supermarkets and then just say, "Much, it costs so much. It costs so much. I'm not going to buy it," and then come out with nothing.
I do. I don't. But, I try. And
we can't be the only people like that, Michelle.
I am trying to be really sensible, but it's a real struggle. And also wholesale prices, as I mentioned earlier, for fuel have actually gone down, and we should, I don't know what we're very complacent, I think, in this country, with probably not going on marches, with not getting involved in stuff, but really we should all put our foot down and say, why are we paying so much for fuel? Why is the food cost gone up? And actually, do something with your, go to a different supermarket, do things, because otherwise they won't change. I know there has been an increase, but now if you've got fuel coming down, surely that should be across the board for people when they're really struggling.
Oh, yeah, lots of people are really struggling. Mm. The Brentwood Food Bank, didn't they send out something and Brentwood's supposed to be a wealthy area. Aren't they working regularly with 200 families, I believe it says on the latest info?
Yep, 200.
It's shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. There we go. Putting the world to rights.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play one of my favourite tracks on Phoenix FM at the moment. I'm glad to see it was on the A-list for a while. It's John Cook with Usher. This is Standing Next to You.
We'll be right back. Can you feel that? It's like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. Though for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, sent these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave. We got all night screaming, I'll testify that's heaven. Screaming, I'll testify.
I've only done 2 days this week, but I will be back, fingers crossed, on Monday. Thank you very much to my guests this week, Sylvia Kent and DS. Do you know what? The name's gone from my head. That's good, isn't it? Well done, Michelle. You can find the interview up online. I'm not with it today. All the W's, phoenixfm.com. I'm going to leave you with Patrick with a great show, and I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
FM. The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Button Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.